In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense, save me. Thou art my rock, thou art my fortress, therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. O Lord, we beseech thee, mercifully hear our prayers, and having set us free from the bonds of sin, defend us from all evil. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's Large Catechism, the third article. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. For neither you nor I could ever know anything about Christ or believe in him and receive him as our Lord, if it were not first offered to us and laid on our hearts by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel. The redemptive work has taken place and is finished, for Christ has purchased and won the treasure for us through his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. But if that saving action stays hidden, no one will know about it, then it would be all for nothing, it would be wasted. In order that this treasure might not remain buried, but be taken up and enjoyed, God has let the Word go forth and be proclaimed. In the Word, he has given us his Holy Spirit to lay the treasure of redemption on our hearts and make it our very own. Thus, to sanctify or holy is nothing else than to bring us to Christ our Lord and to receive this treasure which we could never have obtained by ourselves. So learn and understand this article most closely. If you then are asked What do you mean by the words, I believe in the Holy Spirit? You will be able to say, I believe that the Holy Spirit makes me holy, as his name indicates. How does he do this? Well, in what manner? By what means? And the answer is this. Through the Holy Christian Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. For in the first place, he has a very special community in the world, which is the mother that brings forth and bears every Christian through the Word of God. The Holy Spirit reveals and proclaims that Word. He uses it to shed his light into human hearts, to set them aglow. He empowers them to grasp the Word and to accept it, cling to it, be faithful, and stay with it. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 45, verses 18 to 25. For thus saith the Lord God, who created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in dark places of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, that you are escaped from the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven images and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient times? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? There is no God besides me. I'm a just God, I'm a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no one else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and it shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. And surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall all men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord all the seed of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, brethren, I beseech you and exhort you by the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you receive us, how you ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lusts and concupiscences, even as the Gentiles which know not God. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of such all, as we also have forewarned you and testified you. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but he has called us to holiness. Let me repeat that. God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. So far. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 15. And then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out from the sea coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, she's crying after us. But he said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not right for me to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And when Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you as thou wilt. And his daughter was made well from that very hour. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian,
who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son
worshiped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 158. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon is based upon this morning's gospel reading, so please be seated. Salvation is indeed very simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Yet we as Christians dare never be satisfied with what we might call a minimum faith. It is expected of us that we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our faith must be sustained. It must be preserved, because a weak faith, although it will save, can easily be lost. That's why our Lord deals with us, to strengthen our faith. He has given us the sacrament of Holy Communion, his holy word that this might be achieved. But it's up to us to use it. In this morning's gospel, Jesus shows a great faith. Jesus and his disciples left Galilee and came into the Gentile country where he was approached by a woman of Canaan. She was a heathen by birth. But apparently she had heard about Christ and had been led to place her trust and confidence in him. She came with a plea of a mother for a suffering daughter. Her daughter was being tormented by an evil spirit. And there was nothing she could do. She had nothing to look forward to except watching her daughter's final destruction. It was in that helplessness this woman of Canaan was guided to Christ. And falling down at his feet, she cried out, "Lord, help me. Lord, have mercy upon me." That was her cry. That was her only request. Help me. She didn't claim to be worthy. She didn't claim about deserving anything or any help. She did not ask for the children's bread, but only for a crumb which would fall unnoticed to the floor. The Lord would have to do it all. He would have to do everything. She could do nothing. She was totally helpless. But actually, that is a mark of a great faith. Because as long as we sinners feel that we have the ability to provide for our own spiritual welfare, our own spiritual needs, we will be just as unable to come to Christ in faith as were the religious leaders of our Savior's day. They felt anything but helpless in the sight of God. And as a result, they had absolutely no use for a Savior. It must be different with us. If Scripture is clear on anything, it is this, that by nature we are totally and completely helpless in the sight of God. Nothing we can do spiritually. On our part, we can present nothing before God except a long record of sins in thought, word, and deed, which any one of those sins would call down the verdict of God's divine justice, because the soul that sinneth it shall die. It's that simple. It's that serious. God demands perfection. And anything short of that puts us in a state of helplessness from which we can find no escape, but only through God himself. And we know that. But do we take that seriously? However, a mere recognition of this woman's personal helplessness would never have helped this mother in her distress. Only by God's grace was she directed to the one, the only one who could help her in her time of need, and that was Jesus Christ. She fell down before him and worshiped him, and she presented her plea of mercy. That's all. She knew who he was. She addressed him as Lord, Son of David. She had somehow learned enough to know that he was the Lord. That he was more than just a mere man. He was the Lord of the universe. He was the true God. And somehow, through this message of Christ, God the Holy Spirit awakened in her heart that Jesus alone could provide the help in her time of distress. And that's why she came to him, looking to him for help, to no one else. But then came the trial of her faith. And I believe that we all know that story well, how Jesus appeared cold. He appeared totally indifferent. "I am not sent to help you, lady." How would we have felt? Put ourselves in her position. How would we have felt if we took a problem to our Lord, and our Lord said, I'm sorry, I can't help you, Stolz. I've not been sent to you. It's no wonder that she didn't turn around with tears of disappointment. How harsh the words of Jesus Christ must have sounded to that mother. But she wouldn't give up. Her faith urged her on. Lord, help me. That's all she asked. Just a crumb of God's mercy. And then suddenly the clouds disappeared, if you will. The Lord had achieved his purpose. He had replaced a glimmer of trust with a confidence of a great faith. Woman, great is your faith. Faith in Christ had brought its reward of grace. Her daughter was freed from her affliction. Now, by this mother's example, our Lord teaches us that a strong faith on our part, we must cling to Jesus Christ only, allowing nothing to get in our way, even if that is a no answer. Don't let the no ever get in your way. You see, the road to heaven is a direct road. Under the guidance and direction of Christ. And it permits no side trips into the byways of sin and unbelief and doubt. By the grace of God, we all have been brought to recognize Christ as the Lord, as the Son of God, as the Son of David. We recognize him as our Savior. And to provide for our redemption and salvation, God in his love gave us the gift of his only begotten Son. We know that. The story of what he, the Son of God, did to earn salvation for us is again being brought to our attention this Lenten season. Don't miss out. Christ was truly the Messiah of the Old Testament prophecy. True God from all eternity, he came into this world as true man for one reason, and that is to redeem us from sin, Satan, and hell, which he did. He took upon himself the burden of our sin, our guilt. He paid the price that we, by nature, doomed to destruction, would through faith in him, become a child of God, an heir of everlasting life. To him we must go, to him we must cling in an everlasting faith. And perhaps there have been times in your life when the Lord dealt with you as he dealt with me at one time in my life, much in the same way as this woman of Canaan. We turn to him for help. He seemingly pays no attention. We see no answer to our prayers. Perhaps the Lord permits us to even sink deeper into suffering. Is our faith strong enough? So that we will cling only to him, even in the times of a no answer? Please, Lord, strengthen our faith. Make us humble in your sight. Show us our helplessness. Show us our unworthiness. Teach us to cling only to you, to your word, to your promises, because on these brings our faith stronger. Make our faith strong. Help us to take unto ourselves the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in that evil day, whenever that evil day may come, and having done all to stand, and may God grant us this blessing. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life. Amen. Amen. Since our offering has been received, when we came in, let's sing the first two verses of We Give Thee But Thine Own. We give thee. And please rise. We will pray for our communicants, but first let's have a personal prayer, if you desire, to bring to the throne of God. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the pleasures of your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. That was given into death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen, preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ that was given into death for our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen, preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us in the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.